Our High Calling. Cultivate Honesty. August 8th. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. Romans 12, verse 17. The religion of Christ enjoins upon men to carry the pure principles of truth into their daily life, in buying and selling, in the transaction of all business, with as true a sense of religious obligation as that with which they offer to God their supplications. Business must not divert the soul from God. You should, by your example, demonstrate to the world that the truth of God sanctifies the receiver and produces industry, frugality, and perseverance, while it extirpates avarice, overreaching, and every species of dishonesty. Nothing is worth so much to a young man just starting out in life as a reputation for unbending integrity. Every business transaction is to be such as can be endorsed by heaven, else it will bear the unsavory odor of Satan's influence. Every action is to represent the science of heaven's principles. Truthfulness and frankness should be ever cherished by all who claim to be followers of Christ. God and the right should be the motto. Deal honestly and righteously in this present evil world. Some will be honest when they see that honesty will not endanger their worldly interests, but all who act from this principle will have their names blotted out of the book of life. Strict honesty must be cultivated. We can go through the world but once. We cannot come back to rectify any mistakes. Therefore, every move made should be with godly fear and careful consideration. Honesty and policy will not harmonize. Either policy will be subdued, and truth and honesty hold the lines of control, or policy will take the lines, and honesty cease to direct. Both cannot act together. They can never be in agreement. When God makes up his jewels, the true, the frank, the honest, will be his chosen ones, his treasures. Angels are preparing crowns for such, and light from the throne of God will be reflected in its splendor from these star-gemmed diadems.